Poetry Moment, read by Clarica. The Sword of Arthur by John Clare Minot. A castle stands in Yorkshire, oh, the hill is fair and green, and far beneath it lies a cave no living man has seen. It is the cave enchanted, oh, seek it ere ye die, and there King Arthur and his knights in dreamless slumber lie. One time a peasant found it, oh, the years have hurried well. It was the day of fate for him, and this is what befell. Upon a couch of crystal, oh, heart, be pure and strong, he saw the king, and close beside, the armored knights a throng. And all of them were sleeping. Praise God, who sendeth rest, the sleep that comes when strife is done, and ended every quest. Beside the good King Arthur, how high is your desire? His sword within its scabbard lay, the sword with blade of fire. Now had the peasant known it, oh, if we all could know, he should have drawn that wondrous blade before he turned to go. If but his hand had touched it, the sword still lieth there. He would have felt in every vein a lofty purpose rare. If but his hand had drawn it, the sword still lieth there. A kingly way he would have walked, wherever he might fare. But no, he fled affrighted. Oh, pitiful the cost! And then he knew. But lo, the way into the cave was lost. He searched forever after. All this was long ago. But nevermore that crystal cave his eager eyes could know. Pray God ye have the vision. Oh, search in every land to seize the sword that Arthur bore when it lies there at your hand. End of poem. The After Chat. Thanks for listening. For Poetry Moment, I wanted to offer just a smidgen of poetry. My fondness for poetry is actually rather new. Way back when, I had memorized a few poems for school. Luckily, I got to pick them myself, so I enjoyed them. I'd pick up an anthology of poetry every now and then, and sometimes I'd find a poem or two that would catch my fancy, but by and large, poetry seemed to be something that I just didn't get. When listening to music or drinking wine, most people know what they like and don't like, but written poetry isn't as visceral. I knew what poetry was, but for the most part, I just didn't care. Then I got an MP3 player. I looked around for interesting things to put on it. I love music. I have a ton, but weird as this may sound, my ears get tired after a certain point. I can't listen to music all day long. I came across some audiobooks and got really interested. The sound provided in spoken word is so much less constant and rich, it doesn't tire out my ears so much. Then I found LibriVox.org, a volunteer project to make audiobooks freely available, as long as they're in the public domain. Anyone can participate by recording files, listening for bloopers, editing files, and even site development or documentation, and its online community has one main rule: be nice. It's an incredibly welcoming forum for newcomers, and if you're interested in reading, as I was, they suggest that you start with a short file or two to make sure your recording setup meets the technical requirements for file submission, to troubleshoot it, and to get better results through practice and experimentation before you start a longer project. Short and long poetry collections are constantly open for submissions, and each week there is also a project to record a specific poem from whoever wants to. Reading poems for the weekly project, and browsing through poetry for the open collections, poetry, some poetry anyway, began to grab me. Just reading it off the page, it can slide through me without making much of an impression, but reading it aloud, imagining the listeners, that made all the difference for me. While I do contribute other things, the short poem is my favorite. It's quick and it's personal. I don't like every poem that I come across, but I like every poem I record, so here I am, sharing them with you. Maybe next time I'll talk about the poem itself. Cheers!